Hello, everybody. This is Queer Voices, a home-produced podcast that has grown out of a radio show that's been on the air in Houston, Texas for several decades. Brian has an interview with Avery Bellew, the CEO of Montrose Center. Queer Voices starts now.
This is Brian Levinka, and today I have the honor of interviewing Avery Bellew, the CEO of the Montrose Center. Welcome to Queer Voices, Avery.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Avery, who are you and how did you end up as the CEO of Montrose Center?
Happy to talk about kind of who I am as to how I ended up to be the CEO of the Montrose Center. So I have been working in the nonprofit sector for most of my career, so about 14 to 15 years. I started out thinking I was going to be in higher education and studying student affairs in higher education at a university in North Carolina. And then I was hired to be the first ever LGBTQ staff person on the campus. And it was in the Student Health Center. So they found some funds from Student Health to have it be an LGBT health position. And so that got me into the world of public health and thinking about our population through a health lens. And that just happened to be the year before Tyler Clementi jumped off the George Washington Bridge. And when that happened, that did a lot of things nationally around LGBTQ mental health and LGBTQ health broadly. All of a sudden, folks started realizing that bullying was an issue, right? And we went through a period of a lot of concentrated attention on bullying, but then also suicide prevention. And so the Trevor Project, which had been a relatively small organization, started to grow very quickly because a lot of people realized how essential they were. I was one of their hires during that intense growth period. I came on, by the time I left, I'd had three different titles as I grew with the organization and was in senior management at the organization, helping it grow. And now it's of course, a very large organization. And that really was the start of my career in the nonprofit sector and at this kind of intersection of mental health and public health. And so my career has kind of volleyed back and forth between those worlds of LGBTQ nonprofit and then the public health and mental health worlds. I've worked for two federally funded agencies doing specifically suicide prevention work, where I, of course, got to bring the LGBTQ perspective, but I was doing all sorts of work around suicide prevention that wasn't just LGBTQ specific with SAMHSA and then with other federal agencies. I worked for Lambda Legal for 4 years, and I was the regional director for their South Central Regional Office. They have a regional office model, so not too different than the ACLU. And the regional directors are the folks that kind of wear all the hats, are kind of mini CEOs. I was told when I took that job by the CEO, the interim CEO at the time, he's like, this is kind of a CEO prep role. It's a job to teach you how to be a CEO in a way. And in fact, most of us who had had those roles, our next step has been to be a CEO. So it was the perfect job for that reason. And really just amazing to get to work at Lambda, which all of us owe Lambda Legal so much for the advances in our civil rights. So grateful for them for all that they have done for us. And then I took a year and worked in the private sector. I'd never worked in the private sector. So the last year I worked in the private sector for a for-profit consulting firm, but I was doing the same type work. I was working in suicide prevention, primarily with the state of California, in crisis intervention work, and then working with nonprofits. I was consulting with nonprofits. I actually helped an LGBT center in California go through the process of hiring their new CEO. So got to kind of merge all of my things together. And all of that is what brought me to the Montrose Center. The Montrose Center, it is just a really perfect place for me to be because it's the combination really of all the things I have done and gotten to hone my expertise in across the last many years of my career, because it is a place that is obviously an LGBT center. So it plays an important role for our community as a center. But of course, it started as the Montrose Counseling Center, and that is still a large part of what we do. We have 20 mental health therapists. In addition to all the folks who are doing ongoing therapy, we have this host of folks who are out in the community as outreach workers seeking to promote public health in a variety of different areas. In so many ways, it's a place that's the merging of so many things I've gotten to do across my career all in one place, which obviously has me really excited and really grateful to be here.
You come to us from the city in the north, Dallas, and I was wondering how the reception has been here in Houston.
I identify as being from DFW broadly because when I moved to DFW, I moved to Fort Worth for a graduate program. And then I've always lived a little bit closer to Fort Worth than Dallas. So I will say I'm a little bit more of a Fort Worth girl than a Dallas girl. Houston is amazing. I got to do some work here when I worked for Lambda Legal, and I always was a big fan. I was like, gosh, this place just feels great. And since coming here, the thing that I am most struck by is how warm the community is. Our LGBTQ community specifically has just thrown their arms open wide. Everyone has been so warm and welcoming, offered to help me by giving me context and history about both the Montrose Center and just the LGBTQ community in Houston broadly. So I really couldn't be more pleased with the reception that I've received. Brian, one of the things I've noted, which really has made me smile, one of the questions I ask a lot of folks when I meet them is, are you from Houston? And if not, when did you move here? How long have you lived here? And one thing I've learned a lot, I have met so many people who maybe grew up here, they leave, and then they always seem to come back. I am already really, really loving living here.
We're speaking with the new CEO of the Montrose Center, Avery Bell Yu.
One of my mentors likes to say, without a vision, the people fail, or something to that effect. Really, vision is essential. The Montrose Center has done so much amazing work across its history and has recreated itself, I think, many different times, different buildings to focus on different services, always with counseling being one of the through lines. There was a time we didn't really have a community center function. Now we have that amazing first floor. My vision really is in across, especially this first year, is to interface with the community to try to make sure I understand what the community feels the Montrose Center needs to be, who they feel like we need to become, where they feel like we're succeeding and we're doing well, and where they feel like we may need to improve. And I hope that from all that listening, I'll be able to collaborate with my staff, who have a lot of great ideas, to figure out who we become next. I know that the organization, and one of the things the board and myself talked about a lot in my interview process, is that the organization is really ready for a formal strategic planning process. And so we will be kicking that off at some point. And what I love about strategic planning is when you do it right, it engages a lot of stakeholders. And so I hope in our process, we'll engage not just folks within our walls, but also the community at large to come in and tell us in a focused way where they feel like we need to improve, where they feel like we're doing well. And there's already a few places I have a sense I already know. You know, one is that we do so much. But when I talk with a lot of folks, a lot of Houstonians about what we offer, a very common response I get is, I had no idea. So that tells me that we have some room to improve in telling our community what all there is at the Montrose Center, what all is available to them, because I think a lot of our community just aren't aware. So that's one area I can already tell you that I want to improve is our sharing with the community what's available so that they can come to us more as a resource, because we are really our top-notch professionals that are ready to help and be of assistance and be of care. But a lot of folks may not know that. So that's one area I can tell you we already can improve. The second is that I already know is that some parts of our community, from what I hear, haven't always felt like the Montrose Center was the trusted place or a go-to place for them. And I speak specifically of the Black and Brown community, and particularly trans folks who are people of color. And I've heard that a lot directly from folks. And so I know there's a lot of work to do for us to really double down in our commitment to racial justice and equity, and also to our focus on making sure that our trans folks, who really are under so much stress right now because of the political climate, have the resources they need, and that they see us as a go-to safe place in the city of Houston.
You know, my friends in Dallas have said that you're very well received and very well respected in Dallas. And they said that you're the perfect person for this job.
That's lovely to hear. That makes me smile. I will say I do miss my Dallas folks. It's a wonderful crew of folks up there who are really so dedicated to their LGBTQ community. The things they build together, make together, just are extraordinary. And it was a lot of fun working as part of that community. So that makes me smile. I'm glad that's what you hear.
Have you had any interaction with the previous CEO?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Anne, I will say, has really created such a legacy at the Montrose Center, right? I mean, being there for 35 years, that is quite the tenure. You know, in so many ways, who the Montrose Center is today was really shaped by her vision and how she worked and constructed and collaborated to create that space. She's been very kind during these first few weeks for me to be someone who I can lean on as we go through some transitional work. Obviously, her having been there so long, there's some things to make sure that we transition well and effectively. And so her and I are collaborating to do that, which is really helpful. And she, you know, she's offered to be someone who gives me context or history. Again, I think that's so important. She's offered to do that, which is very kind.
I love Anne and the work that she did, but I'm so glad that we have a member of our community now leading the Montrose Center.
I am keenly aware that my hire is a symbol in some ways of some things. And obviously, I was chosen because I'm very well qualified for this job. But I will offer that, you know, I also am very keenly aware that it is meaningful that I am the first transgender person, openly transgender person, to lead a large LGBT center in this country. And in fact, you know, none of our mainline organizations that don't just serve trans people have ever had a trans CEO. So we have some trans CEOs, but they're always of trans-only orgs. This is a kind of a glass ceiling moment in a lot of ways. And you know, I'll tell you, Brian, at the recent fundraiser that you and I were at together, one of the most meaningful moments for me was having trans women, my trans sisters, come up to me and tell me how meaningful it was to them personally that I sit in this seat, that it matters to them, and that they're here to support me. Brought tears to my eyes a couple times. Also meeting the mother of a trans kid who said that it was meaningful to her, right? As a parent of a trans youth. So I really am grateful in that sense for what it means for the community and hopefully how that experience can shape where we go together next. And, you know, the other thing, Brian, I'll share with you, because I think it's important for listeners to know, and I said this in an article recently too, you know, I'm kind of an interesting person in that, you know, all trans people are different, but I came out as gay first. My first about 10 years of coming out was as a gay boy. And, you know, I gated up in New York City. I lived in New York, in Boston, you know, summers in P-Town, right, South Beach. I'm really grateful that I lived my 20s as a gay man before I transitioned at 30. And so I really identify as being a part of a community. And, you know, I'm a trans woman. I sometimes will say, if I'm going to use a full phrase for myself, I'm a trans woman of gay male experience. I hope in some ways that I can be a bridge. Because I think, you know, some of our folks in our gay community, they don't really understand trans folks or maybe a little confused by us, right? And so I do hope that the fact that I have held both identities means that I can be someone that folks trust to ask questions of, to kind of help figure it out with, and that I can be someone that is a bridge between the various parts of our community.
We're speaking with Avery Bellew, the new CEO of the Montrose Center. Avery, is there anything you want our listeners to know before we go?
Kind of, I guess, two things. First of all, the Montrose Center is such a superb resource for our community. As I said earlier in this interview, we do so much. So if you don't really know what we offer, go to our website and check it out. Because from counseling services to the center itself, which provides its space for community organizations, to our work we do with youth, to our work we do with seniors, to a variety of other programs to promote health and well-being, to help folks who are victims of intimate partner violence. We're just there to care for our community, to celebrate with our community, to gather our community together. So if you haven't come to the Montrose Center before, I hope that you'll get to come. There will be a few different opportunities coming up that we'll be announcing. We'll be doing some open houses. We'll be throwing the doors open wide and inviting everybody to come and chat with me. And so I hope the community will take us up on that opportunity and come in and learn what we're all about.
And that website is what?
So it's montrosecenter.org.
Avery, thank you for coming on Queer Voices.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thanks for having me on.